This week, New Caledonia, the French territory in the Pacific, has voted once and for all to remain French.
Yeah, it was their third and final referendum on independence as part of what is called the Nouméa Accord that was signed in 1998.
Yeah, and a staggering 96% of people voted to reject independence. President Macron was quite pleased.
Les Calédoniennes, les Calédoniens ont choisi de rester français.
Tonight, France is more beautiful because New Caledonia has decided to stay part of it, Macron said.
But that's not the end of the matter, right? Fewer than 44% of voters turned out for this referendum. And you have to know that close to half of New Caledonia's population are indigenous Kanaks. Many are in favor of independence, but the independence parties had called for the referendum to be postponed. They said COVID restrictions made the vote unfair. And when the vote wasn't postponed, the parties boycotted it.
So there are concerns that this could lead to unrest, as there has been in the past. So it's not what you could call a happy ending, at least for the moment.
No, not for now. And that third vote is probably not going to be the end of the matter. There's a lot of interest in New Caledonia. About 10% of the world's nickel reserves are there. It's used to make stainless steel and batteries, mobile phones. That's a big one. There's lots of potential wealth, which doesn't really seem to be evenly spread throughout the community. The Kanaks remain far poorer than New Caledonia's white population.
Yeah, so some traditional Kanak music and singing there.